Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Rolf Gerritsen, who's CEO at Metal NRG. How's today, Rolf?
Very well, Zach. Thank you. How are you?
Doing fine. Enjoying this Zoom experience. Metal NRG, all about metal, except today we've got a bit of oil and gas.
Yes. We announced the oil and gas transaction on Friday. I'm very pleased to have completed the signing of the sales and purchase agreement. I think from our perspective, there's three fundamental reasons that we went ahead and completed the transaction. One, it's a producing asset, and it's producing cash flow. Two is we believe there is opportunity on the upside, and there are further exploration of opportunities that we can see materialize over a relatively short period of time so that we can add value to the asset. But the third and most critical aspect of this particular transaction is that we see it as a stepping stone. It's a stepping stone to further opportunities that we're looking at. And we firmly believe that you need to be able, for regulatory purposes, to demonstrate that you're in the oil and gas sector to be able to start looking at other larger assets. And that's really why we went ahead and proceeded with this transaction, which ticks all of our boxes, with the exception initially of the management team. But because of the way we've invested and the fact that a number of private investors have come in alongside Metal NRG to invest, and that will form part of the management team, we managed to tick that box as well. So very pleased to be progressing this, and as I said, see it very much as a stepping stone going forward in the oil and gas space.
Oil and gas space offering opportunity, they're sort of stuck around the same level per barrel at the moment for quite a while. Is it a good atmosphere for making acquisitions?
Look, I believe that there are some orphaned assets that have been neglected that are probably currently undervalued and that do offer upside opportunity. So within reason, I think there and careful selection, I think there are opportunities. And those are the ones that we'll try to seek out and try to develop over the next, relatively short to medium term period.
Okay. So Metal NRG, you got into oil and gas, but the day job, let's say, is gold. What's going on that front?
I think first and foremost, gold is an absolute focus for Metal NRG. We're totally committed to developing gold and are very keen to drive it forward. Arizona, Gold Ridge, our gold project in the US, has proven a little difficult to get feet on the ground due to the coronavirus impact. However, we are working our way towards getting boots on the ground in a relatively short period of time to start picking up work and progressing that. There are also a number of other opportunities in the pipeline that we're looking at within the gold space that we're very keen on. And I wouldn't be surprised if relatively short term there'd be an announcement that might be quite positive, I hope.
Right. You sort of made the point earlier on that you want to show yourself as being a serious oil and gas play, serious minerals play, obviously, by definition. Operationally, how easy is it for you to keep tabs on everything? Is Metal NRG now effectively becoming an umbrella resources company?
In many ways, yes, because the way we've set ourselves up is that Metal NRG looks for projects that are undervalued. It looks for projects that offer substantial exploration and development upside, and it looks for projects that have management teams in place. And I think that's critical, because if we were to have to use our existing resources at group level to drive all of these projects forward, I think we'd fall on the first hurdle. The idea is to set up special purpose vehicles with their dedicated management teams to drive forward a specific sector, a specific project, so that we have dedicated resources to make sure that the milestones within each and every project are delivered. But at group level, we're very focused on the marketing of the projects and making sure that people are aware of what we're doing. While at an operating level, we've got very focused and dedicated management teams driving forward specific projects. That allows us flexibility and adaptability, because if we find the right project, if we find those projects that are undervalued and do offer additional upside opportunity and come along with a management team, then they are of interest, and we could set up a number of special purpose vehicles that allow us to spread ourselves over a number of different commodities, which I think is quite attractive in this current and volatile market.
So you'll basically be able to, through the SPVs and that the management there that comes in, who are obviously specialists in that particular area, you're able to punch above your weight.
That's what I'm trying to do, yes. And that is the intention. And the key with all of this will be delivery. And we need to make sure we have the resources in place on the projects to drive forward against the key milestones that we established. And that is absolutely critical. And it does allow us to punch above our weight a little bit.
And you're finding the stock market as it is an easy place to operate in terms of keen-eared investors?
It's volatile at the moment. But I think for the commodity sector, we're coming off a historical low. And it will be interesting to see over the next 12 months how things progress. But there's a lot of excitement in commodities at the moment. So fingers crossed.
Rolf Gerritsen, CEO of Metal NRG. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach. Much appreciated.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.